under the direction of public order and OPC and the police, the Paris police. Several changes in the practices of demonstrators, such as the mass use of social networks with the predominant role of media, hypermediatization of events, the nearly disappearance of internal order mechanisms, and a deep change of the urban landscape in the capital have meant for 3 years the strategy has changed. On average, we have 2 to 3 protests every day in Paris. The mobility was fundamental to address very scattered protests with an increased number of unstructured and unpredictable protests. And to meet these challenges, the BRAV has four wheels that were created in 2019 as part of the Gilets Jaunes movement to address public demonstration. During which there could be trouble. On October 1st, 2020, a permanent BRAVM is operational, and now we have 2 BRAVMs that are equipped on a daily basis. As for the traditional order model, the BRAVM seeks contact to delocate hostile groups and to facilitate the participation of the protesters. Unlike other platoons and BACs, no participation with vehicles is allowed. The BRAVM can act alone in or work with other BRAVMs if there is a larger threat as the first step of an operation when trying to break away a protest that might turn violent. And in many cases, the action of one or several BRAVM set up for a particular case was essential. So during a protest from 2020, this unit made it possible to quickly neutralize hundreds of people going into an avenue suddenly, which would have been a threat to users of that path. And the BRAVM was also used to break up some groups such as the Gilets Jaunes 2021 when they had a wild parade, which were going to go down the street of Faubourg Saint-Honoré moving quickly to the Élysée Palace. And to answer questions about those wounded during demonstrations, the Ministry of the Interior. Yes, to say something about the issues with the use of force, be it by BRAVMs.